This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and sisters, I tried once to look at the concept of fear in our community, in our society, in our Muslims, Ummah in general. And I found that there's so much fear. A lot of people raised in an environment and a culture of fear. You know, kids, they, from the beginning, they're always afraid of, you know, parents. The relationship between parents and children is not a relationship of friendship and love and respect, and it's based on fear. You know, I'm not saying you should not reprimand or make it behave, but when it is about fear more than anything else, that's wrong. You know, a lot of our kids, a lot of our family members, part of our culture is you became so scared because you know everybody around you can be very sarcastic, make fun of you for any mistake you do, can easily trash you, and it became a fun. You know, give you bad nicknames, they make fun of you. That's part of the culture. And that's very bad because a lot of people became afraid just to express themselves. You know, sometimes there is also these fairy tales, especially in October and Halloween. You know, we exposing our kids to so much things, to so many things, scare them. Monsters. You know, and I remember when I'm a lot of kids, Umman al-Ghul, all these names of things that crawl down in every culture, not only Arab or Daisy or American, every culture. But this is so much fear putting in the heart of the kids. Why we have so many kids did very hard time to go to sleep by themselves? You know, sometimes even in our schools, in our, homes, there is so much culture of fear. Sometimes also because of misunderstanding of the religion. The commonality of things which is not correct. Somebody sent me today a hadith which is a weak hadith. عَلِّقُ الصَّوْتِ حَيْثُ يَرَاهُ أَهْلُ الْبَيْتِ فَإِنَّهُ أَدَبُ لَهُمْ. As a matter of fact, I remember visited one brother who newly wed. And I saw in his house a big nice kida frame. In the middle of it, there was a big stick. And underneath it, the Prophet ﷺ said, hang the whip or the stick in the middle of the house so people will behave properly. This hadith, beside it, it's a weak hadith. Is this what it is? Is this what the culture is? You had another guy hanging on his wall. I'm telling you from something I've seen it, not quoting anyone. Another guy have a big spanker. And the kids, you know, area where they play, and it's called attitude adjuster. You know, that's how he adjusts their attitude. It is something became this kind of excessive fear and using force against kids. It's absolutely caused that. You know, number one, Al-Islam came to tell us that everything happened, it is by the will of Allah. So you should not be afraid. Everything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, qada'u wa qadari. And everything happened that of the will of Allah according to the great wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two. Also, Islam have encouraged us to give nasiha, to make an amr ma'ruf and al munkar, to counter that social fear, social anxiety that people have. And Islam forbid to make fun of one another. Al-Islam order us to take all the necessary means for strength. You be exercised, you have a wealth, you have the money, you have all the means that make you feel strong. Also, Al-Islam made us capable of always admitting our mistakes, and that takes a lot of courage to say I'm wrong. And make this as a fadila, as something of virtue. Also, forbade people to live by themselves or isolated from the society. Naha anil wahda, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you live away from people in isolated places. You should be interacting with the people. My brothers and sisters, if we don't counter this fear in our society, what we'll have? We'll have a spirit of doubts that everybody afraid of everybody. And always think bad about them. If we don't counter this spirit of fear, what we'll have, we will have very bad qualities in the society. We'll have people who lie because they're afraid. A generation who lie. A generation who are hypocrites because they're afraid. A generation who are stingy because they're afraid to give. A generation that they will not stand up for the truth and will not give support to those who need the support. A generation who will just to look to the other side when they see something wrong happening in the community, in the society. If we don't counter this, we will have a generation in society and community, they have low self-esteem. They have no confidence in themselves. If we don't counter this, the spirit of magic and evil and all these kind of things, that it is true in its essence. There is evil eye, there is magic, there is stuff like that. Yeah, maybe in essence, yes. But the excessive use of it, that it became something controlling people's life, it's because their generation is raised on fear. And finally, if we don't counter this, we'll soon have a society and a community and a spirit of qunut min rahmatillah. Yes, people giving up hope of change. That's the worst part of it. فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the believers, don't fear them, rather fear me if you're true believers. Don't fear them, referring to the deities and the gods and the idols that the kuffar used to worship and to pray to, and also refer to the jinn and these beings that the kuffar also used to fear so much that they will submit to the will of those who claim that they are in contact with them. So if there is someone say that he controlled the jinn, he immediately would be controlling those people because of this so much fear of the jinn. And also it could also refer to those who engage in such act of worship. Yani, don't fear the kuffar, don't fear their deities, don't fear their practice, their belief. Rather, you fear me. So this verse shows us that there is a type of fear we should have and a type of fear we should not have. It's natural to have fear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the human beings made of a combination of multiple things. في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك. He put you together. And one of the meanings that the ulama said, yani, he put together a body with a soul. He put together a combination of emotions and feelings inside your heart and mind. You're a combination of multiple things work inside you. So if this is the case, it's natural to be afraid. But this fear is also controlled, like any other feelings that we have, like any other emotion that we have. It should be something that you control, not to be controlled by. It's a big difference between the two. And the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam came to help the human being to be in the best form. And when he leave the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes to the worst. When we look at the concept of fear in the Quran, and I'm not talk about it from as a psychologist, because that's my area, it's not my specialty. But fear is a serious illness. There is about 19 million Americans walk every day. They suffer actually from mental illness related to irrational fear. 19 million people. One of us could be one of them. Or it's easily to find this is a common thing between people. You know, a lot of people have phobias, different type of phobias, and this is one of the manifestation of this fear. A phobia related to specific, like people have phobia from snakes, cats, stuff like that. Phobia related to places, people don't like high place, you know, tight place, they have a phobia. Sometimes phobia can be related to any type of thing that you connect to it. But again, that's not where I want to take my discussion. I want to look at how Quran and Sunnah spoke about the concept of fear. One of the interesting points that I found out, Musa alayhi salam is the one that his name was connected the most to the concept of fear. It's amazing how many times Allah mentioned about Musa that he's always afraid. He has fear in his heart. In many verses, him and his brother, Ya Musa la takhaf, Musa, don't be afraid. Inni la yakhafu ladayya al-mursalun, my messenger, she should not be afraid. Then again, La takhafa innani ma'akuma asma'u wa ara. He telling Musa and Harun, don't be afraid. I am with you. I'm hearing and seeing. Then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in many verses, فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ. He run away from Egypt with his heart full of fear when he, after the incident of killing the Egyptian soldier. So many verses like that. But in the end, when you see Musa alayhi salam accepted the revelation of Allah and he became a prophet, and basically he carried the message, in one of the most fear, position that you can ever think of, if you're gonna be afraid, you're gonna be afraid at that moment, which is the moment when he reached dead end, reached the sea, and he saw the Pharaoh and his soldiers coming towards them. And guess what? He doesn't have weapons, he doesn't have a place to hide, and all the people with him are basically hopeless. They can't defend themselves, because he told them no one allowed to bring weapons. And also not on the top of that, they're all carrying their jewelry and their money, so they are really a good target for that army. At that moment, he told his people something shows that we have completely different personality. When they said, what are we going to do? The sea in front of us and the enemy behind us. He said, Kalla, no. Yani no fear. Inna ma'i Rabbi sayahdeen. Don't be worried. Don't be afraid. Allah with me and Allah will guide me. This change of personality, it's something should let us look at how this is a very interesting concept. That al-Islam doesn't want the negative type of fear to take over the heart. While Islam encourage us to have a positive type of fear, which is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fear His punishment. That's why it is one of the foundation of Tawheed is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fear Him because of His nature and to fear His punishment as well. إِنَّا نَخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا. We fear the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the believers. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. Those who fear their Lord and their Lord, Allah promised them two jannas. And so many verses praise those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the Prophet, يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. They pray to us while their heart filled with fear and hope. So here you see that this is something a Sharia ordered. But Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned something very interesting about the fear of Allah. He said, the fear of Allah not intend for itself versus the love of Allah. The love of Allah intend for itself. You love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the concept of love. But you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of what can lead. But you don't fear Allah because you know that He is something terrifying. You know, because you don't want to lose His love. You don't want to be prevented from Him. You don't want to be exposed to His punishment. That's why you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, going back to my concept, so that means there is something else, there is something a Sharia wants us not to fear. Something to be, this fear replaced with the strength, with tranquility, with peace, with the strength, as I said. And that what we call al-izzah lillah wa lil-rasul wa lil-mu'minin. That's the might, the power, the strength of the believers, that it should be in the heart of every single believer. When we look at our history and we see how our Muslim scholars, our scholars and the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and Muhammad ﷺ before all of that, and all the prophets and messengers before him, they demonstrate this in the best format, that how they did not fear someone more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why they were never afraid to say the truth. They were never afraid from their enemy to the level that they cannot declare or to show their identity. They were never afraid of someone to the level that they will stop themselves from doing the right thing. That's why there is certain type of fear I ask each and every one of you today to take it out of his heart. to rip it off of your heart and throw it away. And in the top of my list, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that you should not fear a shaitan. Ever. You should not fear a shaitan, because the shaitan is much weaker than the believers. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he has no sultan, he has no power over the believers. And also, one of the things that people need to get out of their heart, the fear of poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمر بالفحشاء. A shaitan promises you poverty. Who wanna be make you afraid to donate, afraid to give for the sake of Allah. So what Islam wants you to do to overcome that fear? That's why he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Bilal, who's a poor person, not a rich man. He said to him, أنفق يا بلال ولا تخش من ذي العرش إقلالا. Ya Bilal, give for the sake of Allah and don't be afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold back from you. Don't let the fear of, you know, I don't know about the future, I don't know about my money, stopping you from giving. The fear that stopping you from making al-amr bil-ma'roof wal-nahyu anil-munkar. The fear that will stop you from saying the truth is a fear that is not acceptable. That the fear that stopping you from saying the truth is a fear that is not acceptable. That's why in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sayyidu Shuhada'i Hamza, the master of the Shuhada' Hamza, and a man who stood up in front of a tyrant or a dictator, and he ordered him and said the truth in front of him. That's the type of fear that should not exist in our heart. It will prevent us to stand up and to say what we really truly believe in. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah will never bless an ummah, لا قدست أمة يعني لا بوركت أمة لا يقف الضعيف فيها يطلب حقه غير متعتع. Allah will never bless a nation where an average person in this ummah can stand up and ask for his right. If you're afraid to ask for your right or to demand for your right, there's such community will never be blessed. So if we as a Muslim community feel that we don't have the ability to stand up and to ask for our rights, that it is giving, it's our inherited right, that given us not by the constitution, giving us by God, by Allah Azza wa Jal first, then given us by the law of the land. If you feel that you can't stand up for and ask for it, and that fear prevent us from saying such thing, that community is not blessed. There's something wrong with them. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said about the Roman, or Amr ibn al-As said that, that one of the qualities that made them survive, that made them so strong in a nation, أَنَّهُمْ أَمْنَعُ النَّاسِ لِظُلْمِ الْمُلُوكِ, that they would never let a king or a dictator to rule them and to abuse them. They will always stop that such king. Also, one of the fear that is so, it's negative, and these are just random points, see which one that you can click what the most. The fear from learning. A lot of people have this fear from learning anything new. A fear from saying, or I'm asking, Sheikh, what that means? Sheikh, you said this and I don't know what it means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ, ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. Don't be afraid to go back to college. And I know in my community, people that I'm so proud of, that even they reached to the highest level of education. They had their PhDs and they were not afraid to go back to seek knowledge again and to learn a new subject and to learn something new. You know, I know people, they have a struggle to find a job today. And the fear that's stopping them from finding a job, the fear is to go back to school. The fear from going back and studying. The fear from being committed into an academic sessions and stay for 2-3 years to do that. That's why they struggle to progress. That fear should be taken out of your heart. The fear from showing your Islam. The fear to show your identity. That to the extent that Muhammad became Mu and Abu Bakr became Bu. To the extent that people will be ashamed to of their names and their religion. To say I'm Muslim. The fear to put your hijab in public. The fear to pray or to make wudu. That fear take over. It just make you so scared that you can't do it. I'm not saying go and challenge everybody. But I'm saying that fear that make you so feel less, feel that you cannot represent or to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given you, that's a negative type of fear. Another type of fear that I want you to think about it, if you have it, is to move on from that type of fear, which is the fear that prevents you from growing financially. You know, why ulama said that at-tijarah afdalu anwa' al-rizq? Al-fuqaha talked about what's the best form of provision. And you will see the majority said is business. Why? Because you challenge that fear inside you. You risk your money. You risk your time. And that risk, you get reward for it. Because you risk it while you have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawakkul in Allah azza wa jal. That's why it is an interesting point to think why you're afraid to start your own business, even if it is small, and to basically partner up with someone and to grow. That fear that to prevent you from being active in the community, prevent you from attending the programs of the community because, oh, my name is going to be in certain list, or if I donate to this organization, or the media is going to pick on me. That fear that prevents you because you are afraid of the social environment pressure around you is unacceptable. That sometimes that fear, that social anxiety, which is a common thing in our society, by the way, that social anxiety led people to live isolated from the community. We have an event, oh, I can't be part of it. You know, and people like this, they might need to see a professional help, counseling. My word, just to encourage you. But some of these things need a serious therapy to go to overcome it. Also, one of the fear that I found it so irritating, that's the fear from carrying a responsibility. A lot of people, we need their help. We need them to take the lead. We need them to be part of the work. But everybody say, Sheikh, I can't take the responsibility. Brother, I don't know if I can take this responsibility. That fear of carrying the responsibility, it's a negative type of fear. It's about time to get rid of it. And to stand up and say, you know what, I'll take this responsibility. Ya Allah, a'inni alayha. Ya Allah, help me to fulfill this responsibility. The fear of failing, it's another type of fear that it's need to get rid of. A lot of people don't want to do many things because they're afraid to fail. And you know what? The problem is not to fail. The problem is to fail to stand up every time you fail. Because that's how success is. It's how success is based on our ability to stand up every time we fail. It's never success is about never failing. You know, one of the fear, which is very specific, it can lead also to a type of aggressive behavior and a type of compulsive disorder, which is the fear of making a mistake in the ibadah to the extent that you became have waswasa. That I'm afraid my wudu is not correct, so he repeat the wudu again. I'm afraid that I didn't pronounce the Fatiha correct, so I need to read it again. I'm afraid that my salah is... And some people get stuck with that for hours and hours and hours. And just the shaitan playing with them, laughing at them. If you have this problem, I want you to know, every time you repeat your wudu, every time you repeat your salah, every time you dwell in it, just imagine the shaitan just laughing at you. And you giving him a chance. You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you just say, A'udhu lashta rajim, and move on. Don't ever repeat your wudu. Don't ever repeat your salah. You're forgiven. And seek a professional help because it helps. One of the things also, a lot of people have so much fear from death. So much fear from sickness. That it became a sick itself. That they're so much afraid of death and sickness that they isolate themselves. Or about their children. You know, it became sometimes very not natural. Like some kids, like in a bubble. It just because their parents so paranoid and create this paranoia about their kids getting sick, getting that. And it became limiting their ability really to grow. Our fear from our enemy. I'm not saying underestimate your enemy. But when you fear them so much to the extent that paralyze you, that's unacceptable. When I read in the history that at one point in Baghdad, when the Tatar walk into Baghdad, this Mughal empire who came from Central Asia and wiped out the city of Baghdad. One soldier will come drunk with no sword. He will see a group of Muslims and he will say, "Hey, you all wait for me here until I go get my sword and come back." He completely drunk. And he go get his sword, come back to this group of people sitting there, and he slaughtered them like the sheep. That's what kind of fear took over the heart of those people. That prevent them even from trying to protect themselves. Even trying, you're dying anyway. It is because that much fear of the enemy. Because the enemy became so big. You know, they know everything about you. They do this, they have this, and became something paralyzing us. You know, sometimes it's said that fear for children, make sure, just on a remember point, make sure that this fear about children will not lead you. You're afraid for so much that they will go astray. They will not be religious. They will do this, and they will not be practicing. Fear to the extent that you pushing them to that direction. A fear to the extent that you prevent them from having freedom. When I hear people telling me, you know, I said, how's your home? He said, my home is the last standing house of communism in our country. It's like communist, you know, country. It's no, everything, no. It's, you don't have freedom, you don't have anything. So this is also not right. And mainly this is, comes because of fear. Also, you're afraid to go against the norm, the culture. You're afraid to say, yeah, that's not the right thing. And that's happened a lot in individual level, and sometimes scholars, they are afraid to say, no, I'm wrong, and I don't do that just because his madhab, his people, his background is going against that, because that's not the common fatwa, whatever. That's fear. It's not, this position is not taken based on Quran and Sunnah evidence. It's based because of fear. Let me just put it this way. Don't ever make a decision in your life based on just pure fear. As an advice from your, but don't ever make a decision in your life just because solely it's based on fear. Usually that decision is not accurate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us. أقول ما سمعت مستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر.